Sitting at a cafeteria table provides the ideal chance to ask students about school life. During one of the recent lunch periods at the Niagara Falls High School, four seniors joined us during their lunch break.
Hi, I am Nico Salambeni.
My name is Christian Moreno.
My name is Allie Hubert.
My name is Tyler Sanders.
Sanders tells us he comes from a stable household with strong support from both parents who make sure he completes his academics and sports. One of the issues we presented in this cafeteria chat was the issue of teen violence. These students tell us it happens both in and out of school.
There's a lot of teen violence everywhere, not even just in our school. Outside of our school, there's just a lot of anger in people, and fighting's one way that people get their violent beliefs out.
Definitely, it's definitely widespread, especially in a lot of the inner city areas and stuff like that.
Kristen Moranto tells us he's witnessed a couple of fights in school, but he's never experienced teen violence personally.
People don't want to feel like undermined by other people, and I guess the quickest way there in their mind to solve the problem is through violence.
Well, once you hear like the yelling and all the smack talking go on, then everyone starts to gather around, and the two kids involved definitely, they're almost like amped from it, and then the fight happens.
Nico Salambeni says in-school fights don't occur too often, and the worst thing to do is get involved. He credits the school for taking quick action when fights break out.
Deans are almost already there, so they're really quick, and the deans really take a good job of it, but they can only do so much. Like, stuff can still happen outside of school.
I actually do have a comment on fights and physical violence, especially in school.
Allie Hubert says she believes violence among teens is widespread.
Most of us have come to the thinking that it's because they don't actually want to fight. It's just a way to pose and say, I'm cool, or I'm like powerful, or I'm strong. But really, they just want, like, people who fight want the fight to be broken up as soon as possible because they don't want to get hurt.
Hubert suspects some of the fights are spawned by social media. Now, she doesn't personally deal with cyberbullying, but some of her friends have experienced the problem.
It's just mentally really affected them in a negative way. It can be anything from personal, academics, weight, a lot of body image, or just because somebody else might be jealous of you, or people really bully other people for no reason.
Surprisingly, this group of students claims they're not hooked on social media sites because they're so involved in balancing their academics and their commitments to sports. Moranto says he doesn't use a lot of social media.
Personally, it's juggling my athletics and my academics. I'm a three-sport athlete and also an honor student. At the same time, take a lot of AV classes, and it's very hard for me to juggle both things.
Like Moranto, Sanders doesn't use a whole lot of social media, but he too is aware of other students who face bullying and cyberbullying.
Well, I try to stay out of as much drama as I possibly can, personally. So I can't really be put in that situation.
Cyberbullying, talk of teen violence, and time management, the repeated themes we continue to hear at our cafeteria chats. But at each school table, students share their diverse views and unique perspectives of being a teen.
Sometimes I tend to hang out more with the guys who do sports just because it's out of as much drama.
For me personally, just being able to juggle like sports and academic life has been the hardest thing to do so far.
I do not manage my time very well, so I'm often up very late doing my work, but it's worth it so I can do my athletics.
Personally, right now it's mostly between work and school, as well as getting scholarships and college education, like getting ready for college and prepping into that transition to my adulthood.
At Niagara Falls High School with cafeteria chats, I'm Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.